Welcome to the Press Play Music News with me, Amy Lynn. Let's get into it. Let's kick off March with some Hall of Fame buzz, shall we? The heavy hitters for this year's induction have just been announced. The 17 performer shortlist is a mix of icons and long-awaited first-timers. The first-time nominees, the new class, if you will. 10 out of the 17 artists that are appearing on the ballot for the first time, despite having been eligible for years. The heavy hitters, like Phil Collins, is finally up for his solo work. He's already in with Genesis. And Lauryn Hill makes her debut with the 30th anniversary of The Miseducation of Lauryn Hill. Her influence on modern R&B hip-hop is undeniable. And pop pioneers like Shakira and Pink are both first-timers, highlighting the Hall's continued push to embrace global pop icons. And to the legends that we've lost, Jeff Buckley and Luther Vandross are both first-time nominees. And first-time nominees, believe it or not, this year, 2026, marks the very first time that INXS has appeared on the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame ballot. Which is long overdue, they have been eligible for over 20 years now, since 2005, but the nominating committee has consistently passed them over, until now. Their nomination is being hailed as a massive win for Australian music representation. They join a very short list of Aussies even considered for the Hall, standing alongside AC/DC and the Bee Gees. So why now? Well, Kick and Listen Like Thieves eras are seeing a massive resurgence in pop culture right now. The Hall seems to be shifting focus toward the late 80s new wave stadium rock, the bridge that INXS built so perfectly. And now to the returning contenders. Some artists are back on the ballot after being passed over in previous years. Like Mariah Carey, this is her third consecutive year on the ballot. There is a lot of industry chatter that 2026 is finally her year, especially given her Queen of Christmas chart dominance. And the Brit Rock Battle. Both Oasis and Joy Division New Order are on their third nomination. And Iron Maiden, this is their third try as well. The metal snub is a reoccurring theme with the Rock Hall, and fans are watching closely to see if the committee finally gives the nod to these new wave of British heavy metal pioneers. And smooth songstress Sade is officially back on the ballot. And the conversation around Sade this week isn't just about her past hits, like Smooth Operator or The Sweetest Taboo. There are a few specific reasons that she's a frontrunner this cycle, like the influence factor. Modern heavyweights like Drake and Beyoncé have been very vocal about Sade being their primary muse. The Hall of Fame has recently placed a much higher premium on the artist's line of influence on today's superstars. So whether you're a die-hard rocker or a lover of smooth soul, the 2026 ballot has a seat at the table for everyone. So the power is in your hands now. The fan vote is officially open at therockhall.com, so head on over and make sure your favorites make the cut. And we here at Press Play Radio will be watching the leaderboard closely until the final inductees are announced this April. And that was the Press Play Music News with me, Amy Lynn, where every day is a good day with music.